Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The 4th of July is upon us. In advance, we set out for a grilling primer with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. She and we are fully vaccinated, so up we went to her home in Maine.
No masks! No masks!
I know, but we can
hug. Oh my God, you're so strong.
Kathy led us out to her patio overlooking her abundant garden, where two grills were waiting, one a silver Weber gas grill, the other a small black kettle charcoal grill. Like a scientist in her lab, she churned out three recipes with skewers for the chicken, a grilling pan for fruit, foil for clams. Kathy, start your engines.
I have the Weber charcoal grill going with all natural chunk charcoal. To me, the flavor of charcoal adds so much to food, but people seem to love gas because it's quick. You push a button, you turn a knob, bingo, your grill is on. We'll cook on both and we'll see if we taste a difference.
This is a big silver Weber grill with big knobs and things I don't understand that you are turning right now.
This is a nice gas grill because it's got a built-in thermometer, but most of them don't. It's worth the $5 or $10 to buy a thermometer so that you can keep track of the temperature. You have to get the grill hot to start with, and the most important thing is that you have to clean it. Let's say you grilled last night. Let's say you grilled last weekend. All that stuff that's stuck to the grill grates needs to come off. And the easiest way is to get the grill nice and hot, have a really stiff brush. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like really strong bristles. Yeah.
And is the cleaning off, is it a taste thing and like a carcinogen thing?
No, it's actually not either of those things. It has to do with the food sticking to the grill.
Oh.
So look at this grill. This hasn't been cleaned in a while. There's all kinds of... I don't remember what the last thing is that we grilled. It might have been a lobster. So what I'm doing is I'm just using this wire brush and getting any little bits that are stuck to the grill off. Okay. And this way you don't need to oil it because there's nothing that it's going to stick to. Let's do the other one. Okay, so these look nice and clean. I'm going to let it preheat to about 400 degrees.
Okay, you've prepped some chicken here?
Yeah, so this is Indian spice chicken. I borrowed spices that are really popular in Indian cuisine. So I took boneless chicken thighs and boneless chicken breasts, cut them into 2-inch cubes, and I marinated them overnight in coconut milk, plain yogurt, turmeric, ginger, salt, pepper, cumin. The turmeric, of course, gives it that gorgeous orangey gold glow, and then the yogurt and coconut milk make a sort of thick paste around it. What the yogurt also does is it tenderizes the chicken. So let's do our little experiment. Let's do one on our gas grill and one on our charcoal grill.
Okay, now you've, in addition to the chicken and that incredible sauce marinade, you've got, it looks like asparagus.
It's yellow squash and zucchini, the first cherry tomatoes of the season. And then I had beautiful local pea pods.
So my first thought would be, well, don't chicken and zucchini grill at different temperatures or different speeds, no?
It's actually a brilliant question. Seriously, you'll notice that I slice the zucchini very, very thinly. Chicken's going to take about 15, 16 minutes. The zucchini will be completely tender. The cherry tomato will have cooked down. The peas don't need to cook at all, but they will. So you do want to be careful that you don't add big chunks of raw vegetable that are going to take longer to cook. No dumb questions here.
Excellent.
All right, on goes the chicken.
Okay.
And if you're using a wooden skewer, you always want to soak the skewer in water first so it doesn't go on fire.
There you go.
You'll notice that I'm not opening and closing the grill. I'm not fiddling with it. The trick is put it on, let it cook, and leave it alone, and you'll get a more solid, even cooking, and then you can flip it over once, and you won't release the juices. You won't mess with it.
So
we're leaving it be. We're going to let it cook for about 6 to 7, possibly 8 minutes per side, and the chicken will be done. But we can get started with our clam dish while the chicken is cooking.
Okay.
Let's just go right over here. So I have little neck clams, and what we're going to do is make a foil packet. And the clams and tomatoes and garlic and scallions are going to be drizzled with olive oil, closed up tight in the foil, thrown right on the fire. And it's almost like an instant clam stew. Mm. So we take a piece of foil. We put our, and also you can add chorizo sausages or not if you don't eat meat. Mm-hmm. Either way, that'll add a little bit of smokiness and meatiness. So your aromatics go on the bottom. I have garlic scapes. You do not need to run out and buy one, but I'm going to add that.
Garlic scapes, they look like a little whip.
They look like, yeah, like a circular, the top of the garlic plant, and they're delicious. Going to throw a few tomatoes on there. And then we throw our clams on top. We don't open them because the heat will open them. And in each packet, I do about 8. Oh, I forgot a little drizzle of olive oil.
Oops.
And a grinding of black pepper, maybe about a tablespoon. We obviously don't need salt because clams are very salty.
Obviously. I would never have thought that.
Yeah, you know, they're so briny. That's the fresh ocean water. Okay, we're going to put these packets directly on the hot heat. All right, 7 minutes is actually good for the clams. The clams are done when they're open. And we don't want them wide open. We want them just open so that they're still really tender and sort of in that state between raw and cooked. And then the tomatoes and the clam juices, and you just eat it in a bowl with crusty bread. You could throw it on top of pasta. It's such a treat.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see another, like a stone oven across the yard. Is that a pizza oven?
That is. That's a
your pizza oven.
Wow. Years ago, we did a piece up here using the pizza oven, and these peaches would be amazing in the pizza oven. But today, we grill.
Today, we grill.
Okay. Now, most people don't tend to use the grill for dessert. But in fact, grilling fruit adds this wonderful smokiness and sort of takes just a beautiful raw summer fruit and transforms it within minutes. So what I've done is I got the first peaches that I found that look real and beautiful. And I'm just going to take a knife and go around the edge and cut it in half and remove the pit. And then I have a little bit of sugar here because I'm going to sprinkle the peach with a little bit of sugar, put it sugar side down so that it caramelizes on the hot grill.
So all that sugar
is going to caramelize and give it a golden brown. Okay, so the peaches have cooled down, and I have here about half a cup of creme fraiche, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to sweeten it ever so slightly since this is a dessert.
With a little sugar.
Just, you could add maple syrup, you could add honey, or you don't have to sweeten it at all. And I'm just going to place a dollop inside the middle of each of these peaches.
Oh.
And now that they're cool, it's not going to melt the dairy. The creme fraiche stays put. It's just a beautiful bit of white against that gorgeous orange peach. And then we'll throw some edible flowers on it to be all fancy.
And to quote the Allman Brothers, we're going to eat a peach.
We're going to eat a peach, is right. Let's open up one of these foil packets. Here's quite a bit of beautiful juice between the tomatoes, clams.
I can't believe how much broth came out of this.
Oh my gosh. That is so authentic.
Well, it's so simple, and really it just says summer to me, because to me summer is just a few fresh ingredients done really quickly and simply, and you get such a wow factor.
Wow. I mean, it's as if, as you said, I'm having a stew here.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm going to give the chicken a try. It's got a gorgeous color because of the turmeric and the spices.
Okay, compare and contrast.
Okay, first I tried the chicken from the gas grill, and it's delicious. The chicken that was on the charcoal grill has a bit more smoky flavor. It really depends what you like and obviously what piece of equipment you have, but we do know that it's delicious no matter what type of barbecue you use.
Right. Peach. Mm-hmm. It cuts beautifully, but it doesn't fall apart. Mm. You've done it again, young lady.
Happy 4th of July,
Happy
Robin.
Happy 4th.